Greetings from outdoors. Many years ago, we had a faculty member at Interlochen, a great teacher, a fine violinist, but she was reluctant to work with junior campers. It turns out she was afraid that they might be hiding toads in their instrument cases, and that wouldn't have surprised me. In a way, it's sort of tradition. In an article in National Wildlife Magazine, Donna Johnson wrote, 17th century Italian violinists kept toads in their cases to improve their performances. Just before a concert, the musicians pulled out their toads and stroked them, believing that the amphibians would keep their hands from perspiring. Now understand that toads have lumps called parotid glands by their eyes, and the so-called warts, their glandular swellings, over most of their bodies. These glands are filled with toxic fluids, which allegedly are vile in flavor and extremely irritating to mouth tissues. These fluids successfully deter most predation. The belief that toads cause warts is just plain untrue. But according to Johnson, silly as toad rubbing sounds, modern science has shown that Baroque violinists may have been onto something. Handling toads can cause dry skin. I'm Kagan Herringa, outdoors.